Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 4. As the heart about to falter in its trembling agony, panteth for the brooks of water, so my soul doth pant for thee. And what follows? Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 4. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 3, the verses 1 through 21. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 3, the first 21 verses. And now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, a lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, A look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired the murder to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he is so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Moritz and Aline Riedijk, who were blessed with the birth of a son, and Mrs. Janet Klock, who was diagnosed with cancer. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy great mercy to grant unto us and our children another Lord's day. And then by renewal in this morning hour, then the doors of thy house have been opened. And then a small portion of the congregation was permitted to enter through those doors and receive a place in thy sanctuary. The greatest part of the congregation is called to remain in their dwelling places. Then thou wert speaking in a special way. Also, when thy house remains so empty, and then the prophet of old has said, then amongst us and our children, and then so often the question arises, how long? But then the prophet has answered, that the Lord is waiting to be gracious, that a people may truly come on their knees to be given to repent and to cry mightily unto thee, Lord, wilt thou grant it from heaven? Wilt thou pour out thy Holy Spirit? Then we may acknowledge thee for all the blessings which thou hast granted unto us and our children in the week gone by, where thou wast not only spared life wherever we were called to be, but then thou wast also given life where thou wast blessed the father and mother for the first time in their married life with the birth of a well-born little son, a precious gift from heaven. Wilt thou grant a broken and a humble heart? Wilt thou further strengthen the mother? And may it be a little child carried upon the wings of prayer, that it may be a child born to be born again. Then we remember all the unborn, and wilt thou also remember and uphold the barren ones amongst us. Then we were given on the past Lord's Day to commemorate the rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, where 3,000 were added to that number that should be saved. And then it is written in thy word that thou daily added unto thy church. And, Lord, then we humbly beg of thee, may we have come up to thy house in this morning hour with empty sacks, and that we may come to those storehouses of the greater Joseph, that empty sacks may be filled, but also with people amongst us, and not only to receive thy gifts, thy graces, but also being able to hear thy voice, and by renewal be given to view those great and full storehouses of the greater Joseph, where there is such an abundance. May it please thee then to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit upon the earth. Then thou grantest gentle rains, showers from above. May it please thee in this morning hour that the showers of thy Holy Spirit, that they may descend from heaven in the midst of thy house. But remember also all the dwelling places, and that in this very morning hour, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee, that they may be pricked in their heart, and that as it was for that Jewish people, where their false foundations were uncovered, when we build upon sandy foundations, may it be uncovered here in the time with a prayer for mercy. Wilt thou also gladden thy children? Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou knowest their condition. And may thou grant us further leadings, and that it may be experienced as we have heard out of thy word, where that man that was so lame, ah, Lord, thou hast a people that experienced that they are so lame. But all when thou cometh over, and then we read that that lame man, that he was given to not only walk, but he was given to leap, and he was given to praise his God. Wilt thou remember thy church all over the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, mission work, and the Jewish people? May there be a large ingathering. May the kingdom of Satan be broken down, and may thy kingdom be extended, may it be built up, and may it be established in this dark and evil day, where iniquity is increasing, but thou art still continuing thy work. To that end, may it please thee to ride triumphantly amongst us and our children, and that many among young and old, that they may be conquered, and that they may become a soldier under the banner of Christ Jesus. Wilt thou remember our manifold needs, then by renewal we may thank thee that thou continuest to place a fiery wall round about us. We remember in this province all those that are sick, those are in the hospital. Remember the medical field, grant wisdom to our government. But Lord, amongst us, then there are serious concerns. Then in the past week, then an old mother, then she has received heavy tidings together with her husband. Then we humbly ask thee, may it please thee to uphold them, and remember when she goes for further tests, wilt thou help the doctors? Then we commend her unto thee for her body, but, ah, Lord, then thou wert speaking in a special way. May it be accompanied by the precious work of thy Spirit, that it may be for the saving of her soul. O grant them a special place at thy footstool, where they may cry unto thee. Remember an other father who was also with cancer, then hitherto he may feel remarkably well, but the disease is present. A great tiding, a heavy tiding, wilt thou remember him also with his wife? Then by renewal we commend unto thee a father that had a serious operation, and who was privileged to return to his dwelling in the week past. Then thus far thou hast made all things well. Wilt thou grant further strengthening, further healing? Make it profitable to their souls. Then we commend unto thee all those that are under the physician's care. The circumstances are known unto thee, those that have sick relatives. May the callings be sanctified. Grant a prayer for one another. Remember difficulties of the body, of the mind. We commend unto thee all the handicapped ones, with those that care for them. Wilt thou grant strength and courage for the way? We remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought dear ones to the grave. We remember all our elderly ones, those that are weak. Thou knowest all the different circumstances. Wilt thou remember them for body and for soul? Remember those in the care home, those that care for them, those that are in their dwellings. Lord, then our needs are manifold. O wilt thou continue to supply our daily bread. And now in this morning, Lord, may our eyes be upon thee. May it be a special morning. Those that may come up to thy house after so many Sabbath days in their dwelling, may they be humbled under their goodness. May they have come with a prayer that it may be a special and unforgettable service. Remember all those in their dwellings. And now, Lord, we humbly ask of thee for a few words to speak. Wilt thou open the treasures of the scriptures that old and new things may be brought forth? Wilt thou anoint with fresh oil from above? Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers? And so, Lord, by renewal on another Sabbath day, then our needs, they are great, they are manifold. They only increase when each day and each Sabbath day we come closer to the end of our journey, closer to that never-ending eternity. Then we humbly ask thee that thou may do a great work amongst us, that thou may work from generation to generation, and as with that layman, that many among young and old to experience to be delivered from their great need, from their sins, and given to leap and praise thee, Lord. It is thy church, it is thy cause, it is thy glory. Thou wast never promised to work in places of vanity and in wickedness, but thou wast promised to work especially in thy church. Wilt thou then do it in this morning hour? Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 398, the three stanzas. The Lord upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. The burdened ones bow down with grief, are helped by his most gracious hand, and what follows. The extra collection today is for the school. 398, the three stanzas. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 3, the verses 6, 7, and 8, where God's word and our text reads thus. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Our text words speak of the healing of the lame man in the name of Jesus Christ. With three thoughts, in the first place, the misery of this man without Jesus Christ. In the second place, the healing of this man by Jesus Christ. And in the third place, the thankfulness of this man to Jesus Christ. The healing of the lame man in the name of Jesus Christ. The misery of this man without Jesus Christ. The healing of this man by Jesus Christ. And in the third place, the thankfulness of this man to Jesus Christ. Beloved congregation, on the last Lord's Day, then we were given to commemorate, you know it, boys and girls, then we were given to remember that the Lord has poured out His Holy Spirit upon His church. And what a special and what a blessed time that was, when in one day 3,000 were converted, they were pricked in their heart, and they were brought to a saving knowledge of the Son of God. And then we read in Acts 2 verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, thus it made a great impression, also among the unconverted, when a husband was given to see a wife, parents, their children, and so on, that it has become so different, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders were done by the apostles. And now in this chapter, our text words, we have one of those wonders. Many of the wonders which Jesus and which the disciples, the apostles have done are not written. We read in John 20 verse 31, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in His name. Thus also the wonder in our text word that is recorded by the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures, then it is written that ye might believe. Thus that is a message for each boy and girl, for each father and mother, and then the necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit. than the wonder of our text words that had a special place, because we soon read upon this wonder in chapter 4 that the number of 3,000 has been increased to 5,000. So that means congregation that 2,000 more in a short time have been converted. Also upon this wonder, then we read of the persecution that has come upon Peter and John. And now in this chapter, then we read, and now Peter and John went up together. And then it is evident in the scriptures that Peter and John, that they felt a special bond between one another, because Peter had a brother Andrew, and John had a brother James. They were disciples, but that Peter and John, and it is true when we read the scriptures, then they were very different in character, but there was a special bond among them. It is also true, we read of a trial in the scriptures, different times, that is Peter and John and James, with the raising of the daughter of Jairus on the Mount of Transfiguration, and also in the Garden of Gethsemane. But we also read in the scriptures of different occasions that Peter and John were together. At least we believe when it is written, the disciple whom Jesus loved, then he meant John. Then at the Passover, then Peter and John, they were sent to prepare that upper room and the Passover. Also on the morning of the resurrection, when Mary Magdalene has come with the message that the stone was rolled away, then it was also Peter and John. In John 21 at the Sea of Tiberias, then it is true there were seven, and also James. But then we read that Peter and John were close together, that they have spoken one another to one another. And now also in this chapter, then we find Peter and John, they went up together. What a blessing it is. Also in this morning, boys and girls, was it then very special that by renewal you may come up to God's house, and have you bowed your knees in a special way, not only for our children, but for all of us, that it would be a special, an unforgettable service. And then we read, they went up into the temple at the hour of prayer. The Jews did not understand the rending of the veil. Undoubtedly, they have sewn it together. And thus, the sacrifices were still brought at 9 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But now in our text, it is not written at the hour of sacrifice, because they were no longer necessary, because Christ is that only sacrifice. Then he has paid the price for his people, and therefore at the hour of prayer, do we not read in Luke 1, when Zacharias was burning the incense, that Israel was standing outside in prayer, at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And then we read of a certain man lame, from his mother's womb. What a misery there has come upon this world. And then what a blessing it is when fathers and mothers, when they may receive a well-born child. Solomon this says in Psalm 139 verse 14, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. What a privilege it is, what a blessing, boys and girls, when we are not lame, when we may walk, when we may run, when we may play. We think of Mephibosheth when he was 5 years old, the time of war. Then a nurse has fallen with him and he has become lame on both feet. Then when the Lord grants health and strength, then it is so necessary that we are given to pause and consider what a great blessing it is. Oh, what if people are tied to their bed or to a wheelchair, children that have never been able to walk and never been able to run. Also this man from his mother's womb, how that little boy with a jealousy must have looked at his friends when they could run, when they could play, when they could help their father and mother. I hope you do that, children. You do your best. And not complain, that we stop and consider. And it is true, there can be tiredness of the body, there can be weakness. Nevertheless, what a blessing when we may go in and out. This man that was carried to the gate of the temple, he has never set a step in his life, but he was lame. He had to be carried all over, not only when he was a baby, but also when he has become older. He could not work. He could not earn his living. He was dependent upon his neighbors. Whether he still had a family, a father and mother, is not written in the scriptures. But also blessings, that brings responsibilities, and that we may use our legs not to go to bad places, to evil places. And we know we live in a time that we do not need legs to go to evil places. May we be spared. May we be given to do what our hand finds to do. May the Lord spread his wings over us, thus blessings. That also brings responsibilities. Thus we read of a man, and in the next chapter we read he was over 40 years old already. Thus what a long time to be lame. And then each day, then he was brought to the temple gate. And now in the scripture, then many wonders are recorded to confirm the doctrine of Jesus Christ. To that end, when Jesus was upon this earth, he has performed many miracles, and also in the New Testament church, then many miracles have been done that ye might believe, thus not only for the Jewish people, but those wonders, they are recorded in the scriptures. It is true that Jewish people, they have seen it, that man, that he was healed. But we may read it, we may hear it. Thus, in that respect, there is not so much difference. And then it is so necessary that it may be used by the work of the Holy Spirit. But now also natural healings, they are a type of spiritual healings. It points us all to what we need. When we think of the manifold healings in the Bible, when the blind were healed, then it tells us that our eyes need to be opened, that we receive spiritual eyes, so we could speak about those that were deaf with a different ailments. But now also when we read of that man, and that was lame from his mother's womb, that is now a picture of man by nature, that in a spiritual sense, that we are so lame. It is true. In Ephesians 2 verse 1 it is written, that we are dead in sins and trespasses. We have lost the image of God. But it is clearly stated in the Scriptures, also Guy Debris in the Confession of Faith, in Article number 14, when he has spoken of the loss of the image of God, and then he has written that there is still a remnant, that we are still rational creatures, that we are still responsible, and therefore we shall be held accountable. And now when we consider in our text, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb, and do you know now what is necessary? That by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit, that we become and that we experience we are, but that we learn that we are so lame concerning all spiritual good. Concerning this man that was lame from his mother's womb, then it is very well likely when that man, when he was born, that his parents did not immediately realize that their little boy could never walk. But that many times becomes evident later when other children, when they start to crawl and to walk, and father and mother were given to see that their boy, that his legs did not work. When we think of our children, and then especially parents with their firstborn, when they hold their little child so sweet, then maybe many fathers and mothers have really questioned whether their little child was a sinner indeed. But when their little child become a little older, not so old, then parents, fathers, and mothers experience who can bring a clean out of an unclean. Then they experience that their child has their own little perverse will, lame from the mother's womb. And now when we read in our text words, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, then by nature how lame we are to walk in the ways of the Lord because of our evil heart. Then we have a desire for wrong, to still a blessing, when by the common goodness of the Lord, that we may have a tender conscience, and that our walking may be restrained. But I read in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that the heartful is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, and who shall know it? Thus then by nature, then we do not run in the ways of the Lord, as we read in one of the Psalms, but then we are so lame. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth by the work of the Holy Spirit, that they learn of self that they are so lame, and that becomes their sorrow, and that becomes their grief. Now, in which ways do they learn that they are so lame? Of self, they are so lame in prayer. They know of other times. When the spirit of prayer and supplication is given unto them, then they are given to cry, and then they are given to confess their lameness, and then they are given to ask that they may walk, that they may run in the ways of the Lord. But that people they experience, that they stumble and that they fall in so many ways. That lame people they experience, when it may be different than it comes from above, it is a gift from heaven. And now in the experience of that lameness, then that people each time by renewal, then they are brought in secret places, and then they are given to cry unto the Lord. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb. Oh, when we think of the natural man, then how lame for his desires. When we think of God's house, I hope congregation for those that may come up in this day, that it has become a little lively. Ah, that you are so glad that you could come up to the courts of the Lord. But by nature, we have not that true desire. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, when we consider our memory, ah, then it is good concerning evil, but concerning the good, then how lame that memory is. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb, ah, then that man has learned that he could not heal himself. Then for that man, undoubtedly, how lame he was in his expectation. What do you think, congregation, after so many years, when that man was brought to the temple, do you think that he was expected to be healed? Then it has become form and custom, hope to receive a few alms. How was that with us and our children? When we come up to God's house, still those times of expectation for families. Do you listen to the devil when he tells you it's not for your family anyway? And you have come so often, hopefully never left your place empty, unlawfully, and still unconverted. Then perhaps that you say, that is now my picture. But oh, then what an encouragement. Then it was the Lord's time. Thus the sad condition of a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb. Oh, the sad condition of an unconverted sinner that is lame in so many ways, for all that is good, for all that is right. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth that learn that they are so lame. And then the prayers are multiplied, and they receive those lively desires. Think of David in Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to inquire, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. And now what a blessing it was that that man, just imagine, boys and girls, if that man had now stayed home that day and no one had brought him to the temple, then he would have not been healed. It wasn't the Lord's providence that he was laid at a certain gate by his friends, and then it was the Lord's time. Our second thought, the healing of this man by Jesus Christ. Then he had friends. That was a privilege. His children, if that man had no friends, then he could have not come to the temple. And then he could have not got any money to buy some food. Do not know if he had family. Thus, what a blessing it is that friends, each time by renewal, that they have carried that man. It's not so easy. And they have laid him at the gate of the temple that he may ask for alms. We think of begging, and we find of the beggar that he was at the rich man's gate. Here we think of Bartimaeus. He sat on the way, and this man was laid at a gate of the temple called Beautiful. Josephus, the Jewish historian, tells us that it was a wonderfully constructed gate made all of brass, and yet at that beautiful gate there lay a man that was lame. So there can be beautiful houses, can even be mansions, and we can enter those houses, those doors, and that we find that there is so much misery. What a blessing it is when in our family circles, when love may abound, but as a consequence of sin, what a troubles, what a crosses, what a burdens there can be, even in a beautiful house. And now at this beautiful gate, then the friends, they have brought this man. Have another example in the Bible, those four that have brought that paralyzed man, let down the roof before Jesus. And now of this lame man, he was laid at the beautiful gate that led to the temple, to the court. But we do not read that this man was also begging that he could come further into that court. No, then that man was busy earning a living, asking for alms. And then they thought it would be a fit place, because surely if someone would come to the temple, a need for sacrifice, then hopefully there shall also be a heart of love, although it can be because of our conscience and because of duty. But then that man at the beautiful gate, maybe not such a wide gate, there would not be an opportunity. As we read in the parable of Luke 10 of that good Samaritan, of the Levite and the priest, that he went to the other side of the road, and to that end, that man sat begging. Not such an easy life, because we like to be dependent. What a blessing it is when by the grace of God, we may become a beggar at the throne of grace. And now this lame man was in the special providence of the Lord that Peter and John come to the temple the 9th hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the hour of the evening sacrifice. And then when Peter and John has come by, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Thus that man was not shy. Maybe that man even thought he had a certain right. Because there are beggars, but there are also proud beggars. Even beggars that think they have a right. Our God's people have to learn each time by renewal that they have no rights, that they are unworthy of the least of the Lord's blessing, and that it is all merited good. And then something very special happened with this lame man that has never happened before. What a wonder it would be if in this morning that something special may happen. I mean, the wonder of free and sovereign grace, that we may receive a blessing in the house of God. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And of course, it was not the intention of Peter and John that they would be the center of the focus. But then it was that his expectation would be raised. Then surely when Peter and John said that, then that man thought, now I shall receive a great gift, many alms. But then that expectation, and that expectation is written of in verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. A blessed place to be. What a blessing it is when we may come up to God's house with still not only a desire, but with an expectation that has been wrought in the week that lies behind. The Lord has granted special exercises, special prayer, perhaps applied a portion of Scripture, given a promise, and that we may come up to the sanctuary with a great expectation, accompanied with prayer, with the confession of our sins, of our unworthiness, and yet a pleading upon God's word. Those are special times when we may come up to God's house in such a way, and the Lord grants it at His time and His way. And now that lame man, you can picture boys and girls, Peter and John looking at that man looking at Peter and John, and then he expected to receive something. And now the Lord would give him everything. Do we not read in Ephesians 3, verse 20? Now unto him that is exceeding abundantly able to do above that we ask or think. Ah, that lame man, he expected that he would receive a special, a large gift, that maybe for a week he would not have to beg, or maybe longer. But then that expectation of that man, that was totally cut off. It's what we also need to learn, that our expectations of the flesh, of our own thoughts, also how to be saved, that they are completely cut off. And Peter said, "A silver and gold have I none." The church is not silver and gold. There are many churches in our day that speak of a prosperity gospel and that tell the people as long as they give much and they exercise faith, then they shall prosper in this world. But the church is not silver and gold to give. And the church, much greater riches are proclaimed, it is true, young people, when we may remain in God's house under His word, then the Lord has promised special blessings to Samuel, 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. Those that honor me, I will honor. Those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Each Lord's Day morning, then we hear the commandments. Then what a promise in the second commandment, a promise in the fifth commandment. But now Peter and John is given to declare concerning earthly goods, a silver and gold have I none. But then a Peter and John was given to declare that they would grant a richer blessing. But such as I have, give I thee. Does not mean Peter or John could give that. And therefore they have added, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise up and walk. What a word that must have been for that lame man. He had never expected it after more than 40 years being lame. We would say it was a word that was too great for that man. And how would it now be possible? A little child has to learn to walk. And now that command that he must rise up and walk. And now in the life of the church, then Christ has merited that good and he grants it by his Holy Spirit. What they cannot work of self, that is the wonder of grace. And therefore Peter, in the name of Jesus Christ, then he was given to point to Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. That was his name. He has been crucified. He was also risen. Arise up and walk. And now to encourage that man. Ah, for the church of God, there can be things that are so great. And when they may hear such a precious message, then they say, "Ach, Lord, is that now really possible for me? For such a lame one, for such a sinner that has sent everything away." And now the Lord, he grants his people encouragements. We read that word "fear not" approximately 65 times in the Bible. And now to encourage that man, then Peter, and he took him by the right hand. That does not mean that Peter had anything to do with that healing. No, that he would later declare when the multitude has come. But as an encouragement, then he took him by the right hand. And then we read, and immediately his feet and ankle bones. This book has been written by Luke the physician, a doctor. Sometimes Luke uses medical terms and he describes the body. And therefore we read, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood. Thus that man did not need therapy. Sometime when you have a person that lies on a sick bed in a hospital for too long, and they get up, they are so weak they can hardly walk. Sometime people even need therapy to strengthen their muscles. But this man was a perfect work. What that must have been for that man, that in a moment's time that he felt it, that he received strength, that he could walk, that he even leaped. What it is for the child of God, of people that have learned that they are so lame, learn that they are so unworthy. People that perhaps that have come up to the temple for so many times, not beg for alms, but beg for grace, remembering me with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, a people that have done everything to restore their lame legs by their works, by their repentance, and by their tears and that experience that they are lame still. But then, oh, through the gospel in the name of Jesus Christ, arise up and walk. When we think of that walking and leaping in Zechariah 8, the verses 4 through 6, there the prophet is given to describe a very rich time in the church. And then he speaks about the streets of Jerusalem, and that there shall be boys and girls playing in those streets. That points to boys and girls, the young. Of course, when the old are converted, then they also learn to play. That is in the time of that first love, to be given to rejoice. And then they hope to go from strength to strength. Then they still have to learn much of their lameness, learn it in beginning. But then that is a type of a people that are given to rejoice in the things of the Lord, all young and old, the service of the Lord. That is such a good, and that is such a precious service. They have such a good master, and he doeth all things well. But now there were also those old men and women. They have learned more and more of their lameness, but they have received a staff that they may lean upon. And that staff that points to the righteousness of Christ. Oh, this man, he was given to leap, walk, and leap. Let us first sing. Psalter 35, 1, 2, and 5. Since with my God with perfect heart I walk and make his word my guide, and from iniquity depart, the Lord his blessing will provide. Psalter 35, 1, 2, and 5. the healing of the layman in the name of Jesus Christ. The misery of this man without Jesus Christ. The healing of this man by Jesus Christ. And now thirdly, the thankfulness of this man to Jesus Christ. For this man has been fulfilled what the prophet Isaiah has prophesied in Isaiah 35 verse 6. Then shall the lame leap as a hart. And now we can understand when that man, many people have known that man, was a common sight, also children. They would know that man. They have seen him so many times. Maybe boys and girls have asked father and mother sometime whether they could go to their piggy bank and gave a little money to that man so he could buy a food. That is good. And now the people in that vicinity, when they have seen that that man, Peter stretched forth his hand, and he came up, and he walked, and he leaped as a hart, how astonished they must have been. It was a wonder of the Lord. But then that people must have also looked and studied that man. How would that man now use his legs that have been lame for 40 years, more than 40 years? What would that man do? And then they have watched him. Then that man did not immediately go home, go to his friends to tell him, or that man thought, now we have legs, now we must first look for a job so I can work, so I do not have to beg. It's not the first thing that man did. Then we read when that man, when he was perfectly healed, what that must have been when he felt strength, that he could not only walk, but also leap. Then we read, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them, special bonds with Peter and John. Had to realize that Peter and John have not healed, that Peter and John were only instruments, that they are servants of the Most High. They were given in the name of Jesus to perform this wonder. Then there shall be special bonds. I read in Psalm 119, verse 63, a companion of all them that fear, keep thy precepts and fear thee. And then boys and girls, where was the first place that that man has used his legs to go? That was into the temple. Then it tells us, it is clear in the history, that when the man's legs were healed, that that man has also received saving grace by the work of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of that man, how he has used his legs, that he has went into the temple. And then we read further, walking and leaping, means he jumped, boys and girls, so glad he was that he was jumping when he went into the temple. Then he could say with Psalter 387, to share the blessing, then the righteous shall gather round to share the blessings that I have found. And what else? That's a further proof, because you can understand when such a man would be healed, how happy he would be. But now we do not only read of walking and leaping and praising God. It tells us the light that that man has received. He did not end in Peter and John. He did not speak of the man Jesus Christ. Undoubtedly that lame man, he has heard of Jesus in Jerusalem, of the wonders. He has experienced that darkness, the earthquakes. But that lame man remained unconverted. But now it was the Lord's time. And now he was not given to praise Jesus Christ as man. He was given to praise God, given to believe that Jesus Christ, he was God, that he has come into the world to save sinners. What a wonderful and unforgettable day that was for that lame man. But was it now only for a short time? It can be. When someone has been in the hospital, I don't know, boys and girls, maybe there are even boys and girls that have been in the hospital, maybe your father and mother, another family member, maybe serious, maybe promises and vows have been made, and then when you come home, then our neighbors, our family shall also look. Shall it now have a lasting effect? Has it now been sanctified? Can it now be seen in our life that the Lord has spoken, but also that as a lame man that we may come out of the hospital, that we may come go in and out, or how many promises remain on a sickbed? But with this lame man, it was different. It was not only for a short time. In chapter 4, following day, after Peter has preached the sermon, then we read that that man, even in the midst, when the persecution was increasing, and when they arrested Peter and John, that that lame man was still with them. Because it was not for a moment, but it continued. He was given to praise God for that temporal healing, but also for that spiritual healing, for the healing of a soul. And now upon that wonder, we read in chapter 4 that the number of true believers has increased to about 5,000. The Lord has wrought wonderfully, and he has wrought mightily. And then we have quoted out of John, these are written that ye might believe. Ah, for many people in Jerusalem. And that wonder was used, accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit, that many were drawn by the cords of love, that they were brought from that broad way, and that they were placed on that narrow way that leadeth to eternal life. What a blessing it is when in our life that the Lord may use providential dealings that can be in the way of trials and afflictions, in the way of death, but also in the way of his goodness, as they read in Romans 2 verse 4. When those wonders may be sanctified, accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit, and that it may be heard that sinners are born in Zion. then also in our time, then how loudly, clearly the Lord has spoken, is still speaking with the coronavirus. Much has changed in this world. This morning, the evidence, so few benches filled, never experienced it before. Then the Lord is speaking, then He is calling unto us and our children in a special way. Also Peter, in this chapter, he has used the opportunity with that man with them, that it was visible, people could see it, that he was given to declare that it was not in their own strength, but in the name of Jesus Christ, whom they by wicked hands, they have slain the Prince of Life, chosen Barabbas. And then in verse 19, then Peter has said, repent, that your sins may be blotted out for the remission of sins, that a time of refreshment may come. Congregation, how do we use our legs? Heard about a lame man. He could not use them. Have we learned to bow our knees? Of course, children, we pray every morning, every evening, other times. But have we now learned to bow them with our heart? With a confession of our lameness, the sorrow over our sin, and begging the Lord for the healing of our soul. I read Philippians 2, the verses 9 and 10, that Jesus has received the name above every name, and that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. May we be given to use our legs, not to sin, not to go to sinful places. May we ask the Lord, Psalm 17, verse 5, that the Lord may hold up our footsteps in the way that He places before us. May we learn by grace with the psalmist, Psalm 119, to run in the way of the Lord's commandments. People of God, when we consider this lame man, then we read of misery, deliverance, and gratitude. Oh, how that gratitude is shone forth in a special way. Oh, it is true. Many times the church is cast down. Why art thou so cast down? Why so disquieted my soul? But oh, that lame man and the church, each time by renewal, then they shall be given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, and then that leaping that may be with their heart shall not be strange to them with the vehement and desire, that He may receive all the honor and the glory, that they may follow Him in sown and unsown ways. And therefore the Apostle Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of wonderful things in this morning hour. And Thou art such a wonder-doing God. And then, Lord, then also in an outward way, there can be so many needs in so many different ways that we need Thee as that almighty and wonder-doing God, but above all for our never-dying souls. Oh, through our deep-fallen Adam, then we we have become so lame when it concerns the glory of thy name and the coming of thy kingdom. But all when thou works, when thou draweth by the cords of love, when thou worketh irresistibly, then we receive those new desires and those new longings. Lord, may we be given to experience in this very day what that lame man has experienced. Thou art still continuing to gather and to remember thy Zion, well, to watch over us in this day. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy, gather us by renewal in this evening hour, round about thy holy word. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 310, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5. I love the Lord for my request, and humble plea he makes his care. In him through life my face shall rest, for he both hears and answers prayer. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Darren Andrew Slingelant and Antonia Marilyn Tickelar. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 310, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.